It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Evansdale Community Hall. We got the compact version of the show tonight, folks. Just here joined by my broadcast partner tonight, Andre C.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? I always love to be here.
And we just wrapped up Christmas Brawl here with RCW.
I thought it was Christmas Slam.
No, that's a different promotion that we dealt with the end last month.
I even said Christmas Slam on a lot.
Yep, I know.
Sorry, RCW.
Folks, I'm a great editor, but I ain't that good. No. But anyway, this show was to determine the new RCW Canadian Tag Team Champions here.
And the last Canadian match of Dick Richards.
Absolutely. And folks, that was definitely a treat, so...
We'll get to that, because that was so much fun.
So right off the bat, I think the theme of the night was cohesion.
Yeah.
Our first match of the night had a team of Leon Grayson and Cobra Kai, two guys that joined together basically out of mutual respect for each other over the last few months.
I think Styles plays a big ability into that, or big effect in that match, because they have a very similar style, and I think that helps when finding a tag team partner.
And they took on the team of Scott Justice and Tiger Ali, who did not get along at all together.
You have two men with very fundamentally different looks on life. You have Justice, who is looking at it more from, like, I'm the best, I deserve everything kind of standpoint. And you got Ali, who's the fan favorite, plays for the crowd. He's the guy, like, he's the honorable champion, honorable fighter kind of guy. You know, so it's that's a real big problem there when you come into that kind of stuff.
Essentially, the way the match ended is with a beautiful setup maneuver where Cobra Kai has, I believe he had Scott Justice in the, it was Tiger Ali he had up in a fireman's carry. Leon Grayson came off the top rope with a drive-by knee across the head. Turned into sort of a wasteland slam following that. And Cobra Kai goes up with a beautiful second rope moonsault to finish it.
That combo, I think, could be used on the pro, like WWE fans would go crazy for. That is that flying knee into that moonsault, Cobra Kai moonsault after, I think was just genius.
And the one thing I want to say about this before we move on to the next match, Cobra Kai, I think we take advantage of him a little bit too much. His move is so smooth out there, his moves. That moonsault, I swear to God, the arch that he got on it, it was absolutely beautiful coming down and to get in that victory there.
Well, I think that's also, he's been in this business for a long time. Cobra Kai's been around for a long time, and he's showing why he's so good and why he's such a respected veteran in this business.
And following the match, Scott Justice came in and absolutely obliterated Tiger Ali. We saw after the show, Ali had a pretty big bandage on his chin there.
Yeah, that super kick probably opened him up pretty good.
Absolutely.
And Scott Justice has a pretty deadly super kick. And then the outside super kick to the post. Super kicking the head to the post was just brutal. It's like shades of what he did to Cobra Kai a month ago.
Yeah, what he did to Cobra Kai, we've seen that happen many times. I'm just glad he didn't grab a chair and do it.
Oh, so that would have been just sick.
So moving on to our second match here, we had Joey Vendetta and Rex Roberts taking on Jack Hardy and Scream. Now, the Outlaws, they're the reason we're having this tournament right now. Best wishes to Moses Luke as he's still trying to recover from that devastating ankle injury that came up a couple months ago here. But I mentioned this during the live stream. This is pretty much a 2-7 match, I would think, in terms of the brackets.
Let's call it a more 1-8.
I was thinking of Steven Styles and Vince Austin as the 1-8 there, but
maybe.
Either way, regardless, it ended up being, I would say, pretty much a one-sided affair with Vendetta and Roberts gained the victory in the end.
Well, especially with how it finished, with Scream pretty much abandoning his partner.
And then almost seemingly trying to make up with him, and then not.
TKO to Jack Hardy.
Harsh TKO. And it's a reverse motion for most wrestlers.
I'm going to make this on a booking standpoint. To kind of have the same aftermatch two in a row, it kind of was just really strange booking to me.
Yeah, the two teams not getting along thing, yeah.
Two teams getting along, I can deal with that. Because if they would have just had Scream jump off the, like, just abandon and leave, at least that's different. A different way of having the non-cohesive tag team, right? You know what I mean? Like, but the fact that they did pretty much the exact same angle both times kind of bothered me.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to our third match, and this is going back to your point a little bit more here, not to the same extreme, but we had Steven Styles and Vince Austin come out. They came out second. First came out Barricade, who, as far as I'm concerned, was four members in himself.
With his manager, Thaddeus Derrick, to the third, and God, that was an ugly sight between the two of them, that suit in his belly.
And folks, yes, I'm going to start a GoFundMe so we can get Barricade a canvas to wear to the ring, because we know he ain't going to fit a shirt. So
Get him a tent.
Well, Special Event Rentals, I think, has them available at a very cheap cost. So, all right, we had Barricade come out, like I said. And the newest member of the first family is Ugg. Now, this threw us both for... loop here.
Yeah, Ugg has really been a crowd favorite since he debuted here at RCW, or re-debuted here in RCW, and I really thought he'd be coming back with a different tag team partner, but I think...
And the fact that he was still cheered by the fans regardless, it didn't look good for him at that point. If he's trying to be a heel here, it ain't working if...
He went around slapping hands, which really surprised me.
But in the end, you had the team of Styles and Austin... go through, I would say, rather convincingly.
And the problem is, Vince got hurt in that match.
Yeah, they definitely worked over the shoulder of Vince Austin to the point where he couldn't continue. It was rather sad, and the first family went 0-for-1 at that point. Moving on to the next match, we had Scott Lee Crew and Zarif Metovich of the first family taking on a newly formed team of Knight Mutado.
Very strange individuals.
And before I continue, I have to apologize to Mutado on the stream. I fucked up the D and the T again, and I do apologize as I see him walking towards me with a sharp object in his hand. I think I'm going to have to save the file a little differently. I think I might be able to edit something there.
I don't think you can.
Now, yeah.
You're not that good.
But, yeah.
He's a terrible editor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, him. No, you're awesome.
Yeah, that was Mutado there, folks. That match, I
think it was more of a first family falling apart in that match. They kind of combusted in that match. Some miscommunications and things like that. I don't know what happened.
As normal with the first family for some reason lately. Now this match here, we had two heel teams going at it, which didn't help either.
Knight and Mutado kind of played to the crowd a little bit more. They are known as heels.
Mutado's been trying to be a face in Edmonton for the last little bit here, but...
He's really... Like, his style plays to more heelish side. And Nightman, he's got a following, but he's always been the bad guy.
And then you got Scott Lee Crew in there. I want to just make a comment about him right now. He is the freaking gremlin of RCW.
I was wondering where the dog biscuits were.
Well, he just keeps rolling around here. Like, yeah, I guess the dog would be the best way to put it.
No, but he used to be come out throwing dog biscuits as all the women he thought were ugly.
Now,
then again, he thought Kathy Cooper, he thought, what's that, a crazy little chick that was with the 8-Bit Bastards was good looking, so.
I don't know. No, let's just leave it there. What did you think of this finish? Like, this was probably one of the ugliest finishes I've seen in RCW in the last 6 months.
They did a weird roll-up thing, and that kind of looked like it might have been the finish, but then didn't happen. And then, out of nowhere, they get that Knight hits that finisher. The ref kind of counts really slow. He hesitated for like 5 seconds before he actually went and did the count. He was staring at them like, "What am I doing?" He's like, "It's like you see a guy being pinned, you count to three. Simple as that."
Officially, the bell never rang to end that match.
They just called the end.
They our ring announcer, T. James Logan. My bad. He is a legend. Truly a legend. Yeah. I apologize. Basically, he just called out Knight and Mutano were the winners. All right, so we got our four quarterfinalists for the championship match here. We got Leon Grayson, Cobra Kai, Joey Vendetta, Rex Roberts, the team of Steven Styles and Vince Austin, and the team of Knight and Mutano. We'll get back to the finals here in just a moment here, but next we had the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship with Jacob Creed taking on Big Jess Youngblood.
This was a really... I enjoyed this match because there was two guys. Jesse's used to being the guy to push everybody around, and Jacob coming in, and he stood toe-to-toe with Jess for most of that match and wasn't letting Jess get away with all the shit he pulled. Usually pulls.
Frankly, Big Jake didn't look like he was going to take any shit from anybody. Yes, there's my swear for the night, folks. In the end, it ended up being that treaty driver from Big Jess. That is such a devastating maneuver. I have yet to see anybody get up from it.
Oh, no, that was pretty brutal. And when you're taking a guy like Jacob Creed down like that, it's pretty amazing that he got him up and hit that, because Jacob Creed is not a small boy.
No, not at all. And the only question I have now is, who's Big Jess going to take on?
Well, we're going into a new year, so I think we're going to see some new challenges for this man. And remember, we always have Leon Grayson winning in the background with that guaranteed title shot. It could be Commonwealth, heavyweight, it could be tag team, it could even be the women's, but I don't think he's going there. But now, really, that could be, like, Leon, because Jess could lose his title out of nowhere if he cashes that in after Jess' title defense.
Yeah. So we got to intermission, and actually there was some commotion in the back during intermission here. First of all, Knight injured his hand and couldn't continue, so Mutano was without a tag team partner there.
Well, the rumor there was he had actually hurt himself recently, and then he came into this with an injury and re-aggravated the injury, so...
Yeah, eventually it ended up being a broken finger, which we're getting confirmed by his tag team partner right now. But
he was being an idiot and broke the side of his hand right by his pinky finger.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. Like, that could hurt so much because he can't do anything to him then.
And he just aggravated the injury in our match.
Yep. Yeah. Then you also have a sneak attack in the back with the Outlaws basically taking Vince Austin out to the cleaners, making him unavailable for the match. So let's just call a spade a spade. In typical RCW fashion, if one team doesn't have a man and another team doesn't have a man, what the hell? Let's throw them together here. So this match ends up being a triple threat.
Better than trying to go in there by yourself, you probably have a better chance with a partner.
Did you see what happened in that match? I would have been better off by myself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, with
Styles on your side.
Yeah, pretty much. So we had the team of Steven Styles and Mutano taking on Leon Grayson and Cobra Kai and the Outlaws, Joey Vendetta and Rex Roberts. Now, I was assuming that the team of Styles and Mutano, was going to get eliminated first, just for the fact of lack of cohesion there.
Well, it's guys who weren't familiar with each other. They hadn't had, at least Leon and Cobra Kai had already gone through a match together. These guys were just getting tossed together in the finals.
Except there's one thing I'd like to ban now in RCW, especially since we're an Alberta promotion, not a Saskatchewan hillbilly promotion. Boots. Cowboy boots.
Yes, please.
You can't ban boots. I wear boots.
Cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots.
Where anytime you could say y'all and get away with it with those kind of boots? No. So, end up a boot to Steven Styles, a boot to Mutano. He gets knocked out.
And then a boot, and the finish came with a boot. It sounded just like a sick sound. And you had him with a boot to Leon, back of Leon's head. Which ended up causing Cobra Kai to fall when he was on top because Leon hit the ropes.
And then Joey Vendetta rolls him up, grabs the tights, gets the victory, and the tag team titles.
A pure robbery.
Both of Joe's pins off the boot were all fucking dirty.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I was screaming robbery after the match.
The ropes, pulling up the tights.
We had a ref on the outside. I don't know how half the shit got away with.
Yeah, and the referee on the
end. Yeah, refereeing, Mike.
I think
folks, I want to bring this up once again. I did bring this up on the podcast. If anybody is interested in training to become a referee, please contact us. Please contact us. We'll send you the right people to do it. I love you, Mutato. I really do. But from there,
time for the main event of the evening.
Now, folks, I don't know which way to explain this.
I don't know who won in a sense because the other guy was the other guy, and then it just.
It's very simple who won. The fans.
It was such a good match.
Now, all right, so we had Bryce the Dick Sova taking on Dick the Slammer Richards. I think that's the best way to explain it, folks. So,
Dick Slammer comes out wearing Dick's gear, and Dick comes out wearing Slammer's gear. I absolutely was in love with that match.
Oh, these guys managed to copy each other absolutely perfectly.
Oh, it was such a good match. Let's just fast forward to pretty much the end.
No. Let's go right to the beginning. The beginning was with the special referee, Thaddeus Archer III. Oh, fuck no. We might as well get our shots in now. Yeah, Thaddeus showed up and gave a... You knew he wasn't going to do anything clean there.
No, he's a pure dirty tactic referee.
So what's the best way to fix a dirty referee?
Take him out.
DSD. Dick Slammer Driver took him out right off the bat. So we're down a referee. Dick gets on the mic.
Calls for another one.
One's right there ready to go. What a shock.
Yeah.
So we got through the match. And
really,
Andre, I'll let you go through it.
Honestly, it's so much to happen. It's hard to kind of gauge. But it was a lot of comedy spots between two really good friends in the business. And the crowd was absolutely in love with all of it, I think. And then what really got to me was what happened towards the end of the match. The first family decided to come out. There was a ref bump.
There was an airplane spin by Sova.
Dick the Slammer. To Sova.
Okay, sorry. Richards had Sova on his shoulders.
Did an
airplane spin to which the referee got bumped with the feet. Typical referee spot there. Now the entire first family comes out and starts obliterating both guys.
I don't think they got anything in. That was mostly a bunch of DSDs.
That was after the match. They all came out DSDs. They basically laid out both guys and got out of there. And then the match basically...
went for the finish. It was, I thought, just a great overall match.
Guys, it's very hard to explain this match because...
You got to watch the live stream where it'll have up on YouTube.
Yeah, check out Edmonton Sports Podcast Network on YouTube. The whole stream is there. Might be able to break up the matches just so you can see it. Myself and Andre CR on commentary there. But what a way to finish. And then at the end, the entire...
And the best thing was Dick, the Slammer Richards, Mr. Dick Richards, got the win going out. I think it's just a nice way to send him on the top. You know what I mean? I think it was just perfect.
And the fact that they got the DSDs on each member of the first family, including Barricade.
I was told that the second one with Barricade wasn't a DSD. It was more of a RK-Toe.
RK-Toe?
Yeah, I guess that's because it dropped toe hold into the RKO. So.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, we'll go with that.
I was told that after the show.
That worked out really... It worked out. It looked good.
It did.
They managed to send him out the right way. That's the best thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Any other thoughts on the show before we get to the good, bad, and ugly?
Honestly, it was a great overall enjoyable show. I enjoyed every match from top. Like, had a good time watching all the matches from top to bottom. I was a little disappointed in certain finishes just because they were repeating themselves, but the match quality was good overall.
Yeah, I could say I only have one match that I was really... upset about, didn't really like, and that's that last quarterfinal match with Knight and Mutato, and
it was roughly right. It was a good match throughout until the screw ups at the end.
Yeah, it just seemed that there was a lack of cohesion throughout the entire card, and it ended up being the cohesion of the referee in terms of his sanity that cost him at the end there.
Yeah,
so. It's time. It's that time. And if you guys listened to my Midget Wrestling Warriors podcast yesterday, I am making this official as of last Thursday. We are now trying to be equal opportunity here, so it is now officially the great, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
But if you listen to my show from last night's RCW show, I went with two goods.
Yeah, well, either way. So, Andre, since you're the only other one, you get to go first.
Mike, great. That main event, absolutely phenomenal. Oh, God, no. No, please don't come over here. No. He's here.
So I have a quick question for my special guest who just walked up here. How did it feel to take two DSDs in the main event?
Two DSDs?
No, he took one DSD.
No, he took one at the beginning and took
no,
one...
No, he took the cake at the end.
Ah, yes, he took a dick in the face at the end, yes.
A dick slammer driver.
Dick slammer...
Yes, the dick cake. I did take a dick cake to the face in the end.
Now, any of that training sink in that I gave you, or are you just there just to screw everything up there?
Well, you know, if you had your officials in... You were training people properly, they wouldn't get, you know, taking out in the beginning of the match. This is, what is this, the Wild West here? What are you running? You know, they take me out in the beginning of the match, you make me a ref, you train me, and then I get taken right out in the beginning, and I get a dick face, dick cake in the face in the end.
Well, I told you the number one rule of a referee is to watch the match. You were staring at the crowd, and look what they set up for you.
Yeah, yeah, and it was,
It's a rookie mistake. It happens to everybody, so we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave the officiating to you, Mr. Mike the Ref, and from now on we'll leave the most amazing management in the history of pro wrestling up to Thaddeus Surge.
Absolutely, and speaking of which, I want to make a quick plug here. Our January Four Corner Conversation is going to be an exclusive with the best wrestling manager in Alberta today, and I can almost... say with confidence in Canada today?
Oh, thank you very much.
Would you say North America?
I'd say at least the Northern Hemisphere.
All right, we'll go with it.
I'd go as far as maybe the world.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, where we have an exclusive talk with Thaddeus Archer III on management, managers, and the whole mental process of being a great manager, because we all need to learn from the greatest.
No, I look forward to it. Thank you very much. If you don't mind right now, I'm going to go pull cake out of my ear. I'm happy to say that Dick Richards is gone from RCW, and I hope to make Slammer's life a miserable hell going forward in 2016.
Well, thank you, Mr. Thaddeus. Sorry about that. We love having Thaddeus around, but...
He scares me sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll still suck up to him, though.
We tried to get him in for our next four-corner conversation, but he just didn't like the type of beer that we picked up for him. But anyway, let's get back to it. You're great, you're good, you're bad, and you're ugly, Andre.
Well, my great had to be that main event. That was just spectacular. So much fun. Everything that happened, and it was just a great way to send Dick Richards off. My good... probably that first tag team match. Scott Justice and Ali, even though they had the dissension between them, the match was very good. I thought we had four very incredible workers in there. That I thought Cobra Kai and Leon looked just awesome as tag team. The other guys looked great while they were working. It was that dissension that happened at the end of the match and the turn after, but I thought great. My bad, that fourth match, the ref screw-ups in there. And then my ugly, Barricade with the shirt off.
I think Barricade with his shirt off is sort of a generic, automatic...
I always say it. It's always my ugly.
Yes, folks, we are going to get a GoFundMe together so we can get a tent for his chest. For me, the great... Of course, we're going to... It's going to be Dick. It has to be Dick.
Dick and Slammer are great.
The way that match... And the way that Dick went out, that's the way you want to go out as a...
Oh, for sure.
As a champion in this town. They love him up here. They love him in Springbrook. Shout out to Chad and the dickheads out in Springbrook right now, as well as our fans in Calgary who are watching on YouTube.com, watching the live stream. My good, I'm actually going to go with the Big Jess Youngblood tonight.
That was a great match.
As much as he scares the living shit out of me for what he did to me a few months ago, the way he took out Jacob Creed the way he did, very impressive. And I don't know who's going to step up and challenge him.
New year, new challengers.
My bad has got to go to the overall officiating at this point. Like I said, folks...
I specified fourth match, but that was...
If anybody's interested in becoming an official, please contact me. I will start... I will get training involved with you at the RCW Training Center as the leader of the RCW officiating committee. And the ugly, well,
come on, yeah. You know you want to.
We're gonna we'll finally agree for one. That was Barricade's lack of shirt right off the bat.
Didn't even have a shirt coming out.
So that's it here from the Evansdale Community Hall. Andre, you got any other thoughts before I sign it off here?
No, I had a fun night marred by some bad officiating. I still thought overall it was a good night. The crowd had fun. I enjoyed most of the matches. I had a good time.
Yeah, folks, I enjoyed this too. And please, if you get a chance, go to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page where the stream is live with the commentary of myself and Andre C. there. Might take it down and use the edited version here so we don't get any copyright notices, but we'll deal with that another time here. Just to let you guys know, our next episode on the network is actually going to be our Canadian Four Corner conversation coming out roughly around Boxing Day, where it's going to be our best of. I have a confirmed guest from each promotion that will be coming for the podcast. I'll announce them the week of the show just so you guys can check it out. But also, we're going to have a major announcement about a special... It's going to be a very special announcement about something we're going to be doing for the network here coming out in January. It's going to be a collaboration of a lot of people's work and something that you guys are vaguely familiar with, because there's a certain member of our network that's going to keep shoving it down our throat. Don't forget, the next RCW show here coming up in January is going to feature TNA Impact superstar Robbie E. That is going to be the 14th, 15th, and 16th of January. If you want more details, please check out our Facebook page, or as well the Real Canadian Wrestling Facebook page as well. But on behalf of Andre C., this is Mike the Ref reminding you, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Evansdale Arena in Edmonton, Alberta, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.